Greetings, Internet, and welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 79, Let's Talk About Cash. Show notes for this episode are available at gwtw.co/79. You ever wonder how you can use video to stand out and get noticed in a crowded digital world? Chris Martin Studios is a video production company that answers that question and many others with strategy and creative services for agencies, creative professionals, entrepreneurs, and those who dare to build a better world. Head to chrismartinstudios.com to see my latest work, and while you're there, sign up for my weekly email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. It's a great way to stay connected with Chris Martin Studios and meet awesome people changing the world. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. I've been thinking a lot about today's topic for a while now, and I want to talk about cash, because for most creative professionals, myself included, cash is a struggle. And I've touched on this topic on several different podcasts. One was The Fear of Pricing, which was GWTW episode 42. And I've also touched on episode 13, Feast and Famine. I want to let you know that I am not an expert when it comes to cash and understanding cash flow. If anything, I have a lot to learn about it. And part of the process of me learning is just getting comfortable talking about it on this podcast. So why is cash important? Cash is important because it allows us to pay our bills. It allows us to pay ourselves or our employees, make capital purchases, buy more equipment, fund growth. It is a form of profit. It's the balance of what's coming in versus what's going out. Like any self-respecting researcher, I say that totally tongue-in-cheek. I went straight to Wikipedia, and it talks about a project's value to a business. Cash flow looks at how valuable something is to your business. It's not just about the cash coming in and going out, but how valuable is the work that you're doing? How can you measure that? It's the liquidity of your business, meaning how much cash on hand you have. Say you got a big bill, would you be able to cover it, or would you have to be in fear that you wouldn't be able to pay that bill? It's about profits when measuring. You know what? If you really want to, you can Google cash flow. But what I want to do is I asked some friends on Twitter what their cash flow strategies were. Here are a few of their responses. So at JRReed11 said, hoarding and panicking works terribly well. At Belgort says, have a plan. At Feline says, pay my subcontractors and bills before I pay myself. And at Just Ginny S said, my Italian mom's advice, don't count your chickens before they hatch, and don't put all your eggs in one basket. I actually love all of those so much, and they formed kind of some questions that I want to ask in this episode. So I want to ask 7 questions to get you thinking about the cash flow of your business, as well as 2 other flows that work in tandem with cash, customers and marketing. So the first question, how long does it take you to get new work? Are you able to get new work immediately? Say, if you could just call anyone right now and you would land a new project. If that's you, that is awesome, because for a lot of creative professionals, they have a sales cycle. A good friend of mine is a business owner, and she was telling me about her sales cycle. For her, she was telling me that it takes her roughly 3 months to go from initial meeting to signed deal. And at first, I thought that was crazy long, but for a lot of people, that is normal. So how long does it take you? Are you paying attention to how long it takes you to go from initial meeting to final contract? That is what your sales cycle is. And I think you need to pay attention to that because it informs the second question. How many appointments, meetings, pitches, and proposals do you need in order to land your new projects? If it takes you 5 appointments to get to 1 signed agreement, is that signed agreement enough to sustain your livelihood, or do you need more? And so part of this sales process is really looking at how many appointments, how many meetings, what social media outreach are you doing, campaigns, what does your SEO look like, how are the different ways that you're networking and being found. Those all go into getting new work, and it goes into scheduling appointments, meetings, writing proposals. It's an exhausting amount of work, and I'm not even talking about doing the work yet. The third question, what is your sales and marketing processes? Do you have a sales funnel? I kind of alluded to it in question 2, but how are the ways that you're getting yourself out there? There are only so many hours in a day if you're a solopreneur or you work with a very small team. And so, you know, you can only go to so many networking events. You can only go to so many in-person events at a given time. So you need to have ways that people can learn about you while you're sleeping. That could be your website. It could be your social media channels. It could be the ads that you run on Facebook. It could be the Instagram posts you do. It can be this podcast, for example, is one of my sales and marketing processes. There's an infinite number of ways that you can actually create sales and marketing processes that don't involve you in the initial process, for lack of a better word. If we think about a sales funnel, we think about the ways that people can connect without actually connecting with you. And then as they get nearer to the bottom of the funnel, it gets more focused so that you can actually focus your time and attention on the people that are ready to buy from you now. Think of the wider parts of the funnel as the tools that are going to convince people without you having to convince them yourself. There are a million of resources that you can read to understand this process, but I want you to at least be exposed to this thought of sales and marketing processes so that you can then begin to think about what that funnel looks like for you. The fourth question that I have for you is, what are your revenue streams? Just Ginny S. said it best in her tweet, "Don't put all your eggs in one basket." If all you do is make websites, let's say all you do is develop websites, that's putting all of your eggs in one basket. What happens if you don't have a website to develop? You don't eat. You don't pay your bills. Being able to have different ways to make money is part of being a creative professional and an entrepreneur. It means that maybe you have a course on Udemy about the way that you develop websites or produce videos. Maybe it's finding monetization schemes for your podcast. Maybe it's a Patreon page. Maybe it's a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter campaign for the film that you want to produce. But revenue streams are about dividing up the ways you're going to make money so that if something dries up, let's say you don't have enough client work to sustain your work, you have other revenue streams to fill in the gaps so that you're not going to experience negative cash flow. The fifth question, how are you charging for your work and is it enough to cover your expenses? This is a two-part question. The first is, what are your expenses? How are you going to know what you need to charge if you don't have an idea of how much you are spending on a monthly basis? This is not only the expenses of your business, but if your business is how you make your living, you need to know what you need to personally make as well. And so your personal expenses and your business expenses come together. If you have employees, that is another layer of expense. So when you're charging for your work, is your $25 an hour going to cover your expenses? Is your $75 an hour going to cover it? Is your $1,000 an hour going to cover it? this comes down to your lifestyle. It comes down to the decisions that you've made in your past that have led you to where you are at today. I have thought a lot about how I charge for my work. Oftentimes, I'm charging by the hour. Sometimes, I'm charging by the project. I would love to find ways to have a subscription model for my business. I would love to have different revenue streams where people are buying products. That way, it's not just a diversification or a different way of making my money, but also just different ways of charging for my services and my work so that I understand really what is working. Because some things work better for different industries. Would a subscription model actually work for video production? I've been seeing ads on Instagram for subscription pricing for design services, and some of the responses to that from seasoned artists is actually quite humorous, but I try not to knock other revenue ideas because it is a way to get me to think beyond how I am approaching charging for my work so that I am covering my expenses. All of this goes into cash flow. The sixth question, what is the breakdown of each check or payment that you receive? How much goes toward taxes? How much, yes, taxes, I said taxes. You have to pay taxes. How much goes into your expenses? How much goes into your bills, personal and business? How much goes into payroll? How much goes into equipment and growth? As a business owner, how much of that check is going to your profit? Now, I know how much I need to make each month to break even. But I also know that that's only to break even. That's not to grow. That's not to fund future growth in terms of equipment. And it doesn't cover profit. As a business owner, the whole point of being in business is to make a profit on what we are able to do for people. Profit to creative professionals and artists and entrepreneurs sometimes can be a dirty word, but profit is how we actually make a mark in a positive way on the world. Profit is not dirty. What we do with profit is what's dirty. And that speaks to character, and I'm going to touch on that in a future episode. But I really want you to get that profit is not a dirty word. What we do with profit is what can be construed as negative or positive. All right, so the seventh question, and this one is the heart-to-heart question. Is poor cash flow impacting your life? What I mean by that is, how hard is it to make ends meet? How hard is it to pay your bills? How hard is it to buy groceries at times? For me, it can be a struggle sometimes, and poor cash flow can impact your life. I want to ask you the question, what can you do today? What can you do this week? What can you do this month, this quarter, and this year so that you don't have to reap the consequences of poor cash flow? When checks aren't coming in, how are you building your savings so that you are covered? I heard all the advice in the world when I started my business in 2006. Always have 6 months of operating expenses in savings. Did I listen to that? No. Have I listened to that? No. But the difference between where I was then, in the past, I arrogantly said that that wouldn't matter. But you know what? It does matter. Having the money in the bank matters. It matters to your health. It matters to your relationships, because we have heard the phrase trickle-down economics, where when large businesses succeed, the profits trickle down to the people lower on the totem pole. But what truly trickles down, in my estimation, is our own expenses. If we're having a hard time paying our bills, that impacts our life. It impacts our relationships. It impacts the quality of life. It impacts our ability to go have lunch with people or to cover the check when we're meeting with a young artist and we want to support them. One of the things that I would love to be able to do as a business is to fund independent filmmakers who are just starting out, who want to make their films but need a little bit of support. And I can't do that if I have poor cash flow and I haven't dealt with my own money issues. And so I ask myself and I ask you, what can you do today? What can you put aside on each check so that you can then, in the future, have that nest egg? I hate that phrase, but I'm going to use it anyway. How can you have money in the bank? That is a better way of saying it. How can you have money in the bank so that you are not living a negative life, so that you are improving your relationships and not just being a starving artist and being the stereotype of the artist who doesn't understand money? This is a truly complicated issue. And again, I want to reiterate the fact I am no means an expert, but I at least want to get you starting to think about it, because when you can think about it, you can analyze where you're truly at with this and start asking questions of yourself and other people who are truly experts. One resource that I have been learning a lot from is Chris Doe. You might recognize his name from a previous interview with his digital director, Ben Burns, episode 78. But their organization called The Future has some of the greatest content that I've seen lately. And they really dive deep into thinking about charging for your work and how to grow your business. Some of the videos that they've released recently with Melinda have been excellent. So I'll include some of the resources that I have actually learned a lot from in the show notes, gwtw.co/79. So another episode where I went longer than anticipated, but I hope that it gets you thinking about how you can have a plan, how you can pay your bills, and how you can not count your chickens before they hatch and not put all of your eggs in one basket. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you're here. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co, where they can subscribe to Getting Work to Work on various platforms, sign up for the Curiosity Lab, my weekly email newsletter, and find the various social media links, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, should they want to be social with me. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work? Or maybe you need some advice or just want to say hi. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com. Hey, I'm currently working on something new. Do you want to be a part of the future growth of Getting Work to Work and also receive exclusive content produced by Chris Martin Studios? I'm actually making a Patreon page, and I don't have it ready quite yet, so stay tuned to this podcast for the link, or you'll be able to find it on gwtw.co. I'm going to have several ways for you to contribute and get some great content that I'm working on this year. I'm looking forward to helping people in new ways, and I thank you in advance for considering supporting my work with Getting Work to Work. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.